Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your home day edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's Wednesday, February 11th, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Internet.org is coming to India. Facebook is bringing the free app to India with nearly 40 services in tow. Facebook partnered with Reliance Communications to make the app available in 6 states in India. And mobile users through the app will be able to access a host of news, health, travel, sports, and local government information, as well as job information in English, Hindi, and the other languages I can't pronounce. The services will include AccuWeather, AP Speaks, BBC News, Bing Search, Time Jobs, Wikipedia, WikiHow, and so many more. All of those sites will be free to Reliance customers very soon on any mobile device via Opera Mini Browser or the UC Browser on Android. Seems like cloud storage is getting bigger and bigger and more free. Yes, 15 gigabytes at Google Drive, not too bad. The 30 gigs at over there at Microsoft, you're an iPhone user, that's pretty good. But Microsoft is upping the ante once again. How about 100? Yes, 100 gigabytes of free space over at OneDrive. But of course, there's a catch to this. You have to agree to promotional emails from Bing Rewards. Then you can bag yourself that 100 gigabytes of OneDrive storage. That's completely free of charge for 2 years. The other catch? You have to be in the U.S. only. I don't know why. That's just what Microsoft is saying. Of course, you could always use a proxy if you wanted to, but you didn't hear it from me. It's pretty straightforward. Pay a visit to the Bing Rewards page, click the OneDrive offer, indicate you're happy to receive a whole bunch of friggin' junk mail, and then get your 100 gigabytes free. So you're saying after 2 years, then what? Well, you'll have to pay up if you want to enjoy that space, or lose it all. So really, in the end, is it worth it? Probably not. The rave today is all about 4K, isn't it? 4K, ultra high def, yeah. Forget that. 8K is on the way. That's right, 8K displays for laptops may be coming in 2016, thanks to a new video spec. That's right, the approval of a new video standard may pave the way for more companies to start developing 8K screens on laptops. I don't know why just laptops. Why don't we take advantage of that, on a 55-inch? The Video Electronic Standards Association recently approved an embedded display port of 1.4A. That format will enable the use of 8K screens on both laptops and all-in-one desktop computers. According to VESA, the 8K standard allows computers to compress more data while segmenting the screen into 2 or 4 sections to help manage the flow of video to the screen. Well, that'll be nice to look forward to in 2016 until we have to look over our shoulder and say, oh, look, hey, there's 12K video coming. It's never ending. Well, because of those fine folks over at Sony not being able to basically, spend some money on security for their servers, the U.S. is launching a new cyber warfare agency. Yeah, we've got the NSA already, we got the FBI, we got the DHS, we got the NTCT, we got all of those. But I guess the White House and the U.S. government feels we need another agency. Well, of course we do. That's why the president's counterterrorism chief has announced that the Cyber Threat Intelligence Interrogation Center will be a thing. Oh, yeah. It's a new department designed to protect America from digital aggressors. The U.S. government feels they need to put this department together because in the aftermath of the Sony hack, the FBI, the NSA, and the CIA all drew separate conclusions on what really happened. It's going to have a staff of around 50 and a budget of around $35 million a year. Oh yes, you're welcome, U.S. taxpayers. You an iPhone user and fly JetBlue? Well, this news is for you. Apple Pay is coming to select JetBlue Airways flights starting next week. That's right, passengers with an iPhone 6 or 6 Plus can purchase food and onboard amenities without having to take out your wallet. The new Apple Pay on JetBlue will start rolling out between the New York JFK and San Francisco and Los Angeles flights. More destinations are supposedly going to be added in March, with all JetBlue flights scheduled to support Apple Pay by June. Maybe JetBlue will come up with a new slogan. JetBlue, come fly the NFC skies. And finally, probably the dumbest thing I've seen all week. A lot of us, including myself, we're audiophiles. We like the sound quality of our music, and let's face it, a lot of the times, MP3s and MP4As and M4 whatever the codec may be, it just doesn't cut it. Especially when it comes to streaming our audio. Yeah, I know, before you go on and say, what the hell are you on about? AudioQuest has come to our rescue, apparently, with a high-end Ethernet cable. They're calling it the AudioQuest Diamond, and it's promising the world this $10,500 Ethernet cable is going to give you superior audio streaming quality. They're saying the Diamond Ethernet cable is a complete plug redesign, opting for an ultra-performance RJ45 connector made from silver tabs that are virtually unbreakable. I hope so, for $10,000+. They said the plug comes with an added strain relief and firmly locks into place, ensuring no critical data is lost. First off, the data is ones and zeros to begin with. We're not dealing with an analog signal. Secondly, whatever your source is, that's the quality of your source. That ain't gonna change. And third and finally, this is all really just bullshit. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Don't forget Swagger, just one G on there, okay? Thanks. We shall be back tomorrow with your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show to get you caught up on the next 24 hours of the best technology news. Until then, I hope you have a fantastic Hump Day Wednesday. And thank you so much for listening.